Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second, the third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second, the right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh, the catcher, Otto Denning. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Hockett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a line drive into right field. Hockett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hockett. Johnson scores. Vallow goes all the way around to score. Walesa moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a line drive towards third. Suter catches it and throws to first to double up Fleming. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Dean moves to second. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to third for the out. Hockett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Hockett scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Keltner scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Denning reaches second base with a double. Fleming moves to third. Fred Caligiuri now pitching. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Denning moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing center field. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walesa strikes out. 1 out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Caligiuri moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner scores. One out. It's 5-2, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Heath goes all the way around to score. Fleming moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Denning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fleming scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Denning moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walesa strikes out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Caligiuri hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Caligiuri reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Denning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mac hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a line drive towards the mound. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Lou Boudreau. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Hockett reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Caligiuri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Eddie Collins pinch runs for Frankie Hayes. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.